الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers, we all try to be better than others. And we hear these words in our communications, in our talks, so-and-so is best. And in every field, people have set standards of being best. So people of that particular field are not shy to say he or she is best in acting field. He or she is best in singing field. He or she is best in sports. The one who got more money, he is best. The one who got good looks, he is best. One who got more influence over people, jiski chalti ho, he is best. Jiski dukaan achhi chalti ho, he is best, his business is best. So we have too many standards of judging someone to be best. Dunya or the worldly life is not all that we have. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we have deen as well. We have guidance from Allah, from His Rasul, from Quran, from Sunnah. So as a Muslim, we need to know and we need to understand who is best in the sight of Allah and His Rasul. And we should struggle and strive and make an effort to be best at that standard which is set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the only true standard. Every other standard that people have set for someone to be best are mostly based on the corruption of their minds or the evil values that they have developed within themselves or within their society or within their culture. But the best standard is that which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we will learn few things which are not so difficult, but those things inshallah azza wa jal will make us best.
Inshallah.
Whether we have money or we don't have money, whether we are rich or we are poor, good looks or not good looks, Your business is booming or not booming, it has got nothing to do with that. There are simple things as a Muslim, if we do, we become best, not maybe in the sight of the people, and that is not important. We become best in the sight of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqaid alam noor mujassam shah azam o bani azam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, khayarukum man at'ama at'ama wa radda as-salama. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, best amongst you, O my ummah, O believers, O Muslims, best amongst you is the one who feed people and he returns salam, mean he replies to salam. How difficult it is to become best in the sight of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have a habit of feeding people, feeding food, finding masakeen, fuqara, poor, destitute, hungry, and feed them, that makes us best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we spread salam, make salam to people, reply the salam of someone who had greeted you, this will make you best. So as I said, that you don't need the millions of dollars to become best. Simple things are counted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Allama Abdul Rauf Manavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes commentary under this hadith mubarakah, that this is what is said in the hadith, man at'ama at'ama, the one who feeds the food, this includes your own brothers, your neighbors, and ghuraba, the poor, the masakeen, the destitutes, they all are included in that. It does not mean that you become best if you feed poor only. So the meaning of hadith is, you become best if you develop the habit of feeding. Whether you feed your own family, your own brotherly, your brothers, your family members, your neighbors, your friends, if you have this habit of generosity and khair khahi, then you are the best. Don't try to run away when a guest is coming or when family member is coming, or some friend phone you that I'm coming to visit, or some people that you know and they know you, and sometimes people come to visit or they come to stay overnight because they live in another town and they're coming for a night to do some work, and they informed you we're coming. Now if we start thinking, well, they're coming, now we have to prepare food, and it's a lot of hassle, it's a lot of difficulties. If that's the mindset, then you are depriving yourself being best in the sight of Allah and His Rasul. Hame to khush hona chahiye ki ek mauka humko mil gaya, there was a wonderful opportunity that came and knocked at our door. To khana khilana jo hai na, isme sab shamil hai. Dost bhi, ahbab bhi, padosi bhi, rishtedar bhi, bhai bhi, aur ghareeb aur masakeen bhi. Bas ye aadat ho bande ke andar ke bas main logon ko khana khilaun. In surah ad-dahr ayat number 8, whereby the qualities of dwellers of Jannah, the people of Jannah, are discussed. And one of the qualities of people of Jannah is, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. یہ جنتیوں کی ایک صفت ہے. جب دنیا میں تھے نا وہ لوگ, when they lived in this world, وہ ایک کام کیا کرتے تھے. There were many other good qualities. Of course, iman is one of them. The other good deeds, the pious deeds, is part of that. But one very special quality we had, and that's being discussed in Quran Kareem. And what is that quality? That they used to feed people such as masakeen, destitute, yateen, orphans, asir, prisoners. Why they used to feed? Ala hubbihi, for the sake of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یعنی یہ جو کھانا کھلاتے تھے غریبوں کو, مسکینوں کو, یتیموں کو, قیدیوں کو, ریزن واز ناٹ ٹو بیکم فیمس امنگس دا پیپل, پیپل کین اسٹارٹ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اس, اور دے کین سے ٹو ایچ ادر سو اینڈ سو از ویری جنرس. نو, دے ڈیڈ ناٹ ہیو دیز تھاٹس ان دیئر مائنڈ. And what was in their mind, that they loved Allah, and for the sake of love of Allah, they used to feed people. تو کھانا کھلانا لوگوں کو یہ آپ کو بہت اچھا انسان بنا دیتا ہے. یہ عادت ڈالنی چاہیے اپنے آپ کو, کوشش کرنی چاہیے. ٹرائی ایوری ناؤ اینڈ دین کک سم تھنگ, کال پیپل, فیڈ دیم, ٹرائی ٹو فائنڈ اف دیئر از گیسٹ ان دا مسجد. دس واز ہیبٹ آف مینی صحابہ کرام. حضرت سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام, ہی وڈ ناٹ ایٹ ہز فوڈ دا ایوننگ میل ود آؤٹ گیسٹ. And if there is no guest, he will go out in the marketplace here and there looking for them till he would find someone, and then he will bring him home, and then he would share the meal with him. Hazrat Sayyidina Utbatul Ghulam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he had desired to eat meat for 7 years. 7 saal tak khwahish rahi ki gosht khau. One day, he says, I felt shy from my own nafs. That this was the desire of nafs, and I'm stopping my nafs continuously 7 years. Ki 7 saal tak musalsal roke hue hu main apne nafs ko, to mujhe apne nafs se haya aa gayi. So he says, I bought a piece of meat, and I bought a roti, a bread, and I roasted that piece of meat, and I kept that on the roti, and now I was about to eat. He says, I saw a child, and I asked him that, oh child, are you son of so and so? Is your father passed away? تم فلاں کے بیٹے ہو کیا, تمہارے ابو فوت ہو چکے؟ The child replied, yes. He says, I gave that piece of bread and the roasted meat to that child. And people say that thereafter he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started crying. And he read this ayat, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. That they feed miskeen and yateen and qadi, destitute and an orphan and prisoner, ala hubbihi, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tab 7 saal tak unka nafs khwahish kar raha tha ke gosht khaun, gosht khaun. So one day he decided, let me fulfill the desire of my nafs. And then he saw an orphan child, ek yateen bacche ko dekha. So he gave the food to him. And he was sincere. So he read this ayat to indicate that alhamdulillah, I have given this food to yateen child for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anything else. And after that, Hazrat Sayyidina Utbatul Ghulam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi never tasted meat in his whole life. Ek baar bas nafs ki mani thi, wo bhi phir Allah ta'ala ki ye ayat samne a gayi to wo bhi yateen ko khana de dala. Uske baad phir sari zindagi aapne gosht nahi khaya. And this was that one habit which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam developed in Sahaba ikram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam developed a beautiful character in Sahaba ikram. Ki aapne sahaba ki tarbiyat ki, unke andar acche akhlaq ujagar kiye. And from many good qualities, the one quality which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam developed in Sahaba ikram was to feed people. Even at that time, when it was the beginning of the age of Islam, when there were not many Muslims, when Muslims and Islam was not too powerful from the worldly point of view, the riches, the wealth was not there, but in their limited resources, they would find someone according to their capacity and they will feed people. And we find that in the example of Ashab Suffa. Suffa was a terrace, Chabutra, near the Masjid al-Nabawi. If you go for Ziyarat in Medina Sharif, you will see that there's a terrace, there's a high place. People sit there, read Quran and Kareem. They refresh the memories of Ashab-e-Suffa. So that's where the many Sahaba who left the worldly activities and they became students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on daily basis they will learn ilm-e-deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And amongst them is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has reported the maximum ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the first Jamia, first Darul Uloom of Islam, where Sahaba Ikram were the students and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam al-Anbiya, he was the teacher. And many, for many days, these Sahaba, they would stay hungry because there was no food. But they would not run away because they were sincere and they were genuine. They were there to learn ilm-e-deen for the sake of Allah, for His pleasure, to serve the deen. In today's time, we give 5-star treatments to students in Darul Uloom and Jamiat. But one day, if food is not according to their taste, they run away. Their parents get angry, they start complaining, they spread rumors, they give bad name to the institution. That's the mind of the people today. And these people, There was no proper food arrangement. If anyone brought sadaqa anytime coincidentally, and some dates or milk or meat, whatever it was distributed, they would eat it and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr, and then continue learning. And sometimes the hunger will make them fall unconscious. Bhook se behosh ho jate the. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I used to get fit. Dora badhta na, mirgi walon ko dora badhta. Fit kehte hain, usko English mein kehte hain. I used to get fit, ke main gir jata tha, dora badh jata. And people used to think that Abu Huraira is gone mad, ke inka dimag kharab ho gaya, isliye daure padte hain. He says, no, that was not the case. The reason that I used to fall unconscious, because I used to be hungry. Wo bhook ke daure hote the. Look at the sacrifices of these pious beings. Ke itne kurbaniyan dekar unhone huzur ki ahadees ko jama kiya. And today we are so proud to relate the ahadith reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hum apni naslon ko, apne bachchon ko, hum apne maamlaat ko, jagah jagah par Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu ki reported ahadith suna rahe hote hain aur unka bayan kar rahe hote hain. But what they went through, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give mind to Sahaba Ikram. Take 1, 2, 3 Ashabi Suffa to your home and feed them. Hasbe istitaat, hasbe tawfiq. Agar ek ko le ja sakte ho, to ek ko le jao apne ghar pe, khana khilao. Do ko le ja sakte ho, to do ko le jao. Teen ko le ja sakte ho, to teen ko le jao. Any amount of students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are able to take them to your home in order to feed them, take them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would distribute ashab suffa amongst sahaba ikram. For someone you say, you take one, or you take two, or you take three, and right up to 10 even. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu would take 80 sahaba ikram every night and feed them. 80 sahaba go har raat ghar le ja kar khana khilate. These people's wealth were not for their own benefits, for their own comfort, for their own luxuries, or making more and more investments, building more and more homes and houses and properties, so our 7 generations can sit and eat without working. This is our mindset. Hum to is kaam mein lage hue hain na, ki aisi daulat jama kar le ki hamari 7 nasle baghair kaam kiye khaye. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them that mindset, that this risk that Allah is giving you, use it for the betterment of akhirah. Isko akhirat ki achhai ke liye istemal karo. I have not seen any sheikh, any rich person that would take 80 people every day and feed them. To kabhi kabhi langar ho gaya, badi raat ho gayi, course ho gaya, to usme chanda dal dete hain. But such consistent contribution you would hardly see and you would hardly find. These were sahaba ikram, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam built in them. They knew that more we give charity, more we feed people, better people will become in the sight of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aur phir jannatiyon ki qualities mein se ye quality hai na, so on the hope of entering paradise they would feed people for the sake of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his pleasure. And let me share another beautiful hadith with you. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the best of my ummah, the best people in my ummah are those who feed other people. جو دوسروں کو کھانا کھلائے. حضور نے فرمایا میری امت میں وہ بہترین لوگ ہیں. اب یہ بہترین لوگوں کا معیار ہم جانچنے کی کوشش کر رہے ہیں. کوئی اس کو بہترین کہتا ہے تو کوئی اس کو بہترین کہتا ہے, اور اللہ اور اس کا رسول کس کو بہترین کہتے ہیں؟ وہی بہترین ہے. خیار امتی, بیسٹ امنگسٹ مائی امت, یطعم الطعام, ہی فیڈز پیپل, وہ کھانا کھلاتا ہے, ولیس فیہ ریاء, دیئر از نو شو آف ان اٹ, ریاکاری نہیں ہے اس کے اس کام میں. پیپل ول ہیو اے گڈ اوپینین اباؤٹ می, بیکاز اف دیٹ از دا انٹینشن دیٹ یو ہیو, دین یو ہیو ویسٹڈ یور ویلتھ, یو ہیو ویسٹڈ یور منی, یو ہیو ویسٹڈ the act of feeding people. If the intention is show off, you have wasted your wealth, there's no sawab. In fact, there will be azab for that on the day of judgment. Sawab kya hoga? Balki iske badle azab hoga. To yahan bada wazeh taur par Huzur ne farma diya ki meri ummat mein behtareen woh hai, the one who feeds, then usme riyakari nahi hai. And sarkare do alam sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said, there is a high floor in the jannat, high chamber in the jannat, bala khana. Jannat mein ek bala khana hai, a high chamber in the jannat, and it is so fine and so beautiful that its inside is visible from outside and its outside is visible from inside. Uska andar bahir se nazar aata hai aur uska bahir andar se nazar aata hai, itna fine hai. And this high chamber, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this high chamber is for that person who feeds the poor people. یہ محل, یہ پیلس, یہ ہائی چیمبر, یہ اتنا خوبصورت جو جنت میں ہے, یار جس کو یہ ملے گا تو اس کو جنت میں جانا بھی تو ملے گا نا. اٹ کانٹ ہیپن دیٹ دس از یور پیلس ان دا جنت بٹ یو کانٹ گو ان ٹو جنت. دس ول ناٹ ہیپن. اف سمبڈی از پرومسڈ اے ہاؤس ان دا جنت, then the entry of jannat is guaranteed. تو یہ جو کھانا کھلاتے ہیں اور اس پر خوش ہوتے ہیں, ان کا دل خوش ہوتا ہے اور اللہ کی رضا کے لیے, اس کے حبیب کی رضا کے لیے یہ کرتے ہیں, بڑے خوش قسمت ہیں. لیکن یہ ایک اچھی عادت یہ فوت ہوتی جا رہی ہے. اوکے, دا لائف اسٹائل از چینج, پیپل ہیو بیکم ویری بزی. ابھی سب کام کرتے ہیں, کون کھانا پکائے تو کون مہمان لائے تو کون خاطرداری کرے. So things have changed, life have become very busy like machine. But alhamdulillah, the doors of doing good deeds are never closed. In this age and time, you got another way of doing the same good deed by making your contribution in لنگر رضویہ. ایک ٹائم نہیں ہے نا, گھر والے بھی کام کرتے ہیں, ہم بھی کام کرتے ہیں, شام کو تھکے ٹوٹے آتے ہیں, کہاں سے ڈھونڈ کے لائیں. There is a box. Can you see a box there? لنگر رضویہ, the money that you put in that box is used for one purpose only, and that is to feed the people. Subhanallah. To mauke to rehte hain hamare paas, bas hum kamzor pad jate hain. So if you can't do that, bhai logon ko ghar tak le jana, bithana, aur sare mamlaat karna, agarche usme bahut zyada sawab hai. Sirf khane ke ilawa jo uski izzat afzai ho rahi, jo khatirdari ho rahi, uska bhi to sawab hai. But if you feel the lifestyle is changed, the life has become like a machine and very busy and very fast, and we don't have those opportunities anymore, and those cultures are not there anymore, then there's something new for you. Alhamdulillah, for this reason, we have started feeding food every Friday after Jum'ah and every Thursday after Ijtima' from Langar-e-Rasviya Fund. So make sure that always put something.
Sure.
Keeping all these ahadith in mind that I want to be best in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's no need for you to make announcement to tell people I want to do so much, I want to do so much. Kyunki yahan sara mamla hai ki Allah ki muhabbat ke liye. And we are very weak to control our niyats. So the best way is nobody must know, and quietly you put it in the box. The name is not written there. Or even, for example, sometime you want to give cash without mentioning to anyone that I want to feed so many people. Just put money in an envelope and just put their Langar-e-Rasviya and don't put your name. So kisi ko pata hi na chale ke paisa kahan se aaya hai. Because walaysa fihi riya'un, keep that in mind. Ye bimari hai. That's a sickness of mehman nawazi. Riya is a sickness. Ye phool ke saath kante hote hai na. To ye is acche kaam ke ye kante. Because they come with it. And if you are not educated properly in the deen of Islam, and you don't know all these ahadith, and you are just a layman, an ordinary person, then with that generosity, these kante, they will come, these spikes, these thorns will come and destroy your neki. तो कोशिश पूरी यही करेंगे बस इन बीमारियों से हम बच जाएं और हम मुसलमान, क्योंकि यहाँ जो हम खाना खिलाते हैं, the food that we feed here, your brothers will also eat, your friend will also eat, your neighbor will also eat, a destitute will also eat, a poor will also eat, a yatim will also eat. तो वो जितनों को खाना खिलाने के फजाइल हदीसों में मौजूद हैं, इस बड़े क्राउड में आपको हर तरह का बंदा मिलेगा. तो क्या एक जबरदस्त तरीका है वो बड़ा सवाब हासिल करने का. सो यू फाइंड दैट ग्रेट सवाब बाय मेकिंग योर कंट्रीब्यूशन इन Langar-e-Rasviya. आवर बिलवड नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड दैट देयर आर मेनी रीजंस for forgiveness. Maafi ke kai asbab hain. And one amongst them is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, aw it'aamun fi yawmin zi masghaba. Yani kai asbab hain bakhshish ke, maghfirat ke. Huzur ne farmaya ek sabab ye hai jo Quran Pak mein hai. Aw it'aamun fi yawmin zi masghaba. To give food on the day of hunger. Bhook ke din khana dena. So when there is bhook, somebody is hungry, and on that day, you give food to that individual or to that group. This is one of the reasons of forgiveness and bakhshish and maghfirat. तो हम नियत करके आया करें और कुछ ना कुछ डाल दिया करें. ये बॉक्स सामने पड़ा रहता है, आपकी मुट्ठी में क्या किसी को क्या पता, चुपके से डाल दें. और जो पैसा आपने डाला है उसमें नाम तो है नहीं आपका, तो आप रिया से बच जाएंगे, बीमारियों से बच जाएंगे. वो बीमारियां, वो कैंसर जो नेकी को खा जाता है, आप उससे बच जाएंगे. इंशाल्लाह ये सवाब भी मिलता रहेगा, लोग भी आते रहेंगे, रौनकें लगी रहेंगी, लोग जमा होंगे. जहाँ खाना मिलता है वहाँ लोग आते हैं. ये एक कुदरती निज़ाम है. تو اس طرح مسجدیں آباد ہوں گی, ہمارے مرکز آباد ہوں گے, کہ چلو وہاں عبادت بھی کریں گے, کھانا بھی کھائیں گے, اور لنگر میں ویسے برکتیں ہوتی ہیں کہ اس کا سارا سراؤنڈنگ ہی نیکی پر موقوف ہوتا ہے, اس کا مرکزی نقطہ ہی نیکی ہے, اللہ کی رضا ہے. تو یہ تو نیاز کا کھانا ہوتا ہے. تو اس لیے یہ سخاوت, جو کھانا کھلانے والی سخاوت ہے, اس کو عام کیا جائے, اور خوب بڑھ بڑھ کے جب بھی کوئی عرس ہو کسی بزرگ کا, کوئی بڑی رات آ رہی ہو, دو کھانے تو ہفتے میں ہوتے ہی ہیں سارا سال, تو بڑھ بڑھ کے پیش کیا کرو اپنے آپ کو, اور اس نیت سے کہ اللہ کی محبت کے لیے میں کھانا کھلا رہا ہوں, تاکہ اللہ مجھ سے راضی ہو اور میں حضور کی امت کے اچھے لوگوں میں شامل ہو جاؤں. اللہ ہم کو عمل کی توفیق دے. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.